Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're continuing our discussion with Dr. Steve Wellam about his new book, Systematic Theology from Canon to Concept, Volume 1. Last time we did some introductory materials, got to know a little bit about what the subject is. Today we continue now with the book itself. Steve, great to have you back. Thanks.
Great to be back, Fred, and thanks again.
All right. There are a lot of systematic theologies available. In what ways do you hope that yours will make a contribution? And in particular, you've made a lot about the framework, the covenantal framework of Scripture. How does that bear on systematic theology and the work that you've done?
Yeah, no, I mean, good question. I mean, when you put out systematics, you think, well, is this needed, right? Especially when there are so many in our day and of systematics being published, which is a good sign, I think. Now, what makes this, I think, a little different, and so I'm pleased to spend the time and put it out, and it's not just a rehash completely of everything else, is that it does fill, I think, a niche that is not there, right? So it's similar to a lot of theologies in some areas and doctrines, and it's a little different than others. So I describe it as, first of all, it's going to be a Baptist contribution, which we have in our own day, you know, a lot of Reformed Presbyterian contributions. So it's going to be Baptist. It's going to also be Reformed. And I'm going to use that term in terms of, you know, Calvinistic, and, you know, certain doctrine of God, humans, doctrine of sin, and the doctrines of grace. So it's going to be that. So in that sense, it's going to be similar to you know, Reformed covenantal theology and Presbyterian thought, yet it's going to now come from a Baptist end, especially when you hit areas of doctrine of church and the overall storyline of Scripture and how the covenants work. It's going to be covenantal. So a lot of Baptists aren't covenantal. And if they are, so we have Reformed Baptists of a couple of varieties that, you know, modify traditional covenant theology. I'm doing something similar, yet trying to look at the contribution of biblical theology to systematic theology, the unfolding of the progress of revelation, the covenantal understanding. So it's covenantal, yet it's not Presbyterian and infant Baptist kind of covenantal. And it's also classical in terms of its doctrine of God, person of Christ. I mean, today there's a whole sort of discussion on say the doctrine of the Trinity, you know, the eternal submission of the Son, you know, how does that fit? Is that consistent with what the church has held to in the past? So all of those areas create a little bit different, right? So a lot of Baptists are either Arminian or they're maybe more dispensational leaning. This is, you know, different in that way. And it's also trying to, I think, bring together the role of biblical theology to systematics to then, as best I can, move to worldview formation. So it has an apologetic thrust to it as well. So all of those areas you're going to find in various books, but I don't think out there you're going to find it just like how I've tried to put it together.